Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We once again check in with Brittany Delaney, an OSF athletic trainer in Central Illinois, who works at a hospital and also at high school games, big and small. Delaney is shining a light on what it takes to become an athletic trainer and why those folks are sorely needed right now. Delaney says there are typically three parts to become an athletic trainer: a master's degree, an exam with the National Athletic Trainers Association, and getting licensed in your state.
I took a lot of anatomy courses initially, kinesiology, and then you would transition into actually learning how to evaluate each of the bodies, joints, injuries, sports injuries, learning more about them, psychology of sports medicine. Sometimes I feel like I can be one-on-one with an athlete for not only just sports medicine injuries, but if the athlete's having a bad day, sometimes it's nice that you have that connection with them, that they'll come in and talk to you about other things that are bothering them.
Delaney says the exam to get licensed used to have an in-person component, but now it's all online. She says every couple years, athletic trainers are required to have continuing education to keep that license. Delaney also talks about forming relationships with coaches and athletes, professional relationships, but she also talks about staying independent and not being swayed to return a kid to play too soon.
I've always had great coaches that I work with. Usually, if we are upfront with our coaches right away about, hey, these are the things that I'm looking for. If I got a kid with a concussion, this is what you should expect. So most of my coaches are pretty good about knowing what to expect when I come to them, telling them, okay, this athlete is out. I never want to hold an athlete out if I don't have to. So when I am, my coaches understand.
And Delaney points out some misconceptions about athletic trainers. One, they can't give medication to people under 18. And two, they're not a strength coach. They can give some advice in the weight room, but they're not the go-to if you want to get muscly. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.